Jesus is our high priest forever. This is permanent. It doesn't change. And in some ways, we need to figure out, why is this so important for us today? Why is it important to us to have a high priest forever, a permanent high priest? Whenever you read Hebrews 7 this morning about high priests and weak priests and sacrifices and temples, I wonder if you felt that is quite far away from my experience on a Sunday morning. Why do we need a high priest today? Well, now more than ever, we need someone who is our advocate for us, someone who stands in for us and gives us the support we need. I think some of you know by now, before I became a pastor, I was a missionary in Kenya for 3 years, and we made many good friends in Kenya during our time there. And there was a husband and wife who were also missionaries in Kenya during our time there. We were very close to them, but unfortunately, one night in their house, robbers came to their house, and the wife told me she heard them coming, and she went to the front door and put her hand on the front door to shut it tightly. And as she was putting her hand on the door handle, the robber was on the other side trying to get in, and she just locked it in time. And she was safe. She ran to her bedroom and she began to pray that God would keep her safe. And she also pressed the alarm that was in her bedroom to sound the alarm to get help, because there was a problem. Whilst she was safe inside, her husband had gone outside to do something in the garden, and he was locked out with the robbers while she was safe inside. And unfortunately, the robbers beat him up very badly, and he had to go to hospital to get help and treatment. But here's the interesting thing. After that dreadful night, all the people in her community gathered round this husband and wife. Every day they would come, they would bring food, they would talk with them, and they would surround them with support and healing. And this husband and wife said, without the support of all these people, we would not have got the healing that we needed. And she said, you know, now that we live in the West with white people, this is such an individualistic culture. We live on our own and we do not get the help that we need. And I thought, there's something important about that, isn't there? I know when I came to this country 3 months ago, even though I speak the same language, there were so many things to learn about the way in which America does things differently. If you want to drive, you have to learn to drive differently. To get your social security number, you need to know where to go, and all these different things to learn. And in those early days of coming here, I remember every morning I would sit with a long list and pray to God and say, right, God, I need your help today. There are all these things that I need your help with. And it can be such a challenge in this country. But we have a high priest who is permanent. He is our advocate. What makes him so special? Well, every so often in the history of the ages, something will be invented that is far ahead of its time, and people will look at it and think, this idea will never take off, it's so silly. Think of this invention, the Baghdad battery, that was invented in 250 AD, long before electricity came. It's a copper rod cylinder. You pour in some lemon juice and you get a small amount of electric voltage many years before electricity was invented. Or what about the automatic doors in AD 1 in Greece? Heron of Alexandria invented these doors to open automatically, and you can see what it took to get the doors open. It was a long process. It took hours for the door to open once. And so they only opened the doors once a day. It took so long. But you see, every so often, there's an invention that happens many years before it actually takes place. And the reason I'm telling you this is that the same thing happened in Scripture. In Psalm 110, God gave us words of prophecy. He had this new idea for how the high priesthood would operate. Not like the old way with Aaron and the priesthood, but it would be a new way after the order of Melchizedek. And it was going to change the way people relate it to God. Because you see, this book of Hebrews was written for a people who were very discouraged. Life under the empire was tough, and it was a struggle to hold on to their faith. But God was saying, he was reminding them, I have someone who is your advocate. I have a high priest who will help you. In chapters 4 and 5 of Hebrews, we learned how Jesus was like us. That's what made him a good high priest. He suffered like us. He was tempted like us. So that when we go through hard times, we know Jesus understands us. But now in Hebrews 7, rather than talking about how Jesus is like us, it's now talking about how Jesus is divine, how he is like God, all his divine qualities. And this is what makes Jesus unique and special as a high priest. He is perfect. Because you see, for years, the priesthood had two problems. Yes, they were able to draw people to God and let them draw near to God's presence. But there were two problems. First of all, every priest was only human. And so there would come a day when this priest would die and they would need to find a new high priest, someone to fill the role. And imagine if you were part of this system and you had to rely on one priest after another, after another. It wouldn't feel very stable, would it? When one priest dies, you would wonder, now, is our next priest going to be as good as our old priest? Or will we be able to find the right priest to serve our needs? And all these questions, all this anxiety, that was the first problem. The priest would die. But the second problem was these priests were only human beings. They were weak, they were sinful, they were fragile, they weren't perfect. And so each time the priest entered the holy place to draw near to God, he too would have to offer his own sacrifices for his sins. And you can imagine how difficult this system was. The priests were getting older. They would have to keep going, trudging back to the altar in this endless cycle of offering sacrifices. It was so wearisome and tiring. That's why it says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11, the law that was given to the people called for this priestly system, the system that began with Levi. Suppose this system could have made people perfect, then why was there a need for another priest to come? The problem was, this system couldn't make people perfect. We needed a new order, a new priest to come ahead of its time. And so hundreds of years before Jesus was born, Psalm 110 talks about how God himself had sworn an oath that he was going to send the priest forever. Unlike all the other priests, Jesus would never die. He was immortal. That's what made him permanent. He was not chosen because he was part of that tribe. He was not part of the tribe where all the great priests come. But he was chosen because he had power to live again. Death could not destroy this high priest. Death did try to destroy him, but this grave could not hold him down. And what can you do to someone if even death can't defeat Jesus Christ? Even if you are to destroy Jesus all over again, death will never hold him back because there's real power with Jesus Christ. Sometimes today, I think we try to be our own gods. This technology has moved on so fast, and we can reach people all over the world with our Skype and our FaceTime and our WhatsApp. We can do so much. And we think we have progressed so far that the gap between God and us has got small. But the problem is, we will all die one day, and we can't change that. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need to trust in this permanent priest, the immortal one, who bridges that gap between God and us, who is immortal, and we who are mortal. It is permanent. And that word permanent in Hebrews 7 is a very special word. It's only used once in the Bible. And the way the philosophers used to describe this word permanent was like the sun rising and setting each and every day. It was so constant. Every morning you would wake up and the sun would rise and then it would set. It's that kind of permanence God gives to us through Jesus. And if God never gets tired of sending the sun to rise and the sun to fall each day, he never gets tired of us. He is always interested in tending to our every need. He is our forever high priest. And so we sing together. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted. Yes, Jesus is our forever high priest. No one needs to take his place because he is immortal. He lasts forever. But here is another quality to this permanent priesthood. Jesus was perfect. Not only did he live forever, but he was perfect. Verse 26 says, he is holy. He is pure. He is without blame. He isn't like us. He doesn't sin. If the first priest from the tribe of Levi had been perfect, then they would have reached this goal of bringing God close to us permanently. But they too were weak and had to offer sacrifices over and over again. But Jesus was perfect. And how did he present the perfect sacrifice? Well, he gave us himself. He put himself on the table to be sacrificed. You see, when God made this promise in Psalm 110, he swore that there would be a better priest. He gave an oath. And in those days, if you make an oath or that kind of promise, you need to offer a guarantee to make sure that this guarantee will come true. It says, I'm going to personally make sure that this oath is true. I will put everything on it. And if this oath is not true, then I will lose everything. And the person who became the guarantee of this oath was Jesus Christ. Jesus was saying, to show you that my God, my Father is trustworthy, I'm going to risk everything by putting my life in his hands. I have nowhere left to go but to him. I will entrust my whole life to him and put my life in his hands, because I know his word is true and he will bring hope to the nations. And you see, in the Old Testament, when the high priest came into the Holy of Holies, he would wear very beautiful clothing. He would carry the names of the tribes. All the people would be on his breastplate as a way of carrying the names to God. But he also wore an ephod made of fine, precious jewels and stones. All the wealth of the tribes were put on his garments, as if to say, we're presenting our best to you. But when Jesus became our high priest, we get all his wealth, all his shining glory. When God looks on us, instead of seeing all our blemishes and all our stains, God sees us as shining. All the shining glory of his Son is now upon us. And the same God who said, let light shine out of darkness, he made this light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God's glory shines in us because of this perfect sacrifice in Jesus. And so we sing again, forever he is glorified, forever he is lifted high, forever he is risen, he is alive, he is alive. So Jesus is immortal. Jesus is perfect. There's one last thing I want you to notice about what makes Jesus so special as this high priest. It says in verse 26 that Jesus has been lifted far above the heavens. I love to imagine what that is like, far above the heavens. Because you see, when the old priests went into the temple, they could only get as far as the Holy of Holies in order to talk to God. They couldn't go any further. They couldn't go to be with God. But look at what Jesus has done. He went so much further than the Holy of Holies. He went right through the heavens to be with God himself. And what does that tell me today? There's no limits on this God. He doesn't reach so far and can't go any further. He goes right into the heavens and speaks on our behalf. Do you remember the story of how Stephen, when he was being persecuted, when the stones were being thrown at him, he looked up and what did he say? He said, the Holy Spirit filled him and he said, I see heavens open and the Son of Man is standing there at the right hand of God. And you see, even in that moment when Stephen was about to die, being so persecuted, he could see his intercessor. He could see the one who was giving him courage in that last hour. And there's no problem too big in your life that you can't bring to God today. It says he is able to save them completely and for all time. Jesus lives forever. He lives to pray for them. I love that phrase. Jesus lives to pray for us. We have sons, and the way I would describe one son is he lives for soccer. And there's another son, I would say, lives for his iPad. And then the third son, I'm not sure yet what he lives for. But Jesus lives for us. He lives to intercede for us. Is that not astonishing? That he never gets tired of helping us and supporting us each and every day. This is the God who never sleeps. Even when we are sleeping, he's living to intercede for us. Never gets weary, never gets tired. He's always faithful, always constant. He's living to intercede for us. And so we sing, forever he is glorified, forever he is lifted high, forever he is risen, he is alive, he is alive. So I wonder, as you leave this place, what does it mean for you today to know that Jesus is your permanent high priest? He is your permanent high priest. Well, one thing it means, even though Jesus completed his sacrifice on the cross, we know today there is so much pain, so much brokenness, so many situations we need to pray into, but we know we have an intercessor who helps us. Whether it's the mass killings of Jews in Pittsburgh, whether it's the shooting of people because of color in Kentucky, or the bombing in Florida, we need a high priest who's risen and ascended, who sits at the right hand of God and lives to intercede for us and pray, let your kingdom come, Lord. We have that going on. But also, we know because Jesus is this permanent high priest, he's there for us because he guaranteed it with his life. He guaranteed it with his life. He put his own life against this promise. And that means God's promise is indestructible. God is not going to change his mind and say, I think there is a better way to reach me now. No, this is the only way through Jesus Christ. And that tells me my hope is firm and I have a foundation for my faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if I think I'm not good enough. I can rest in that firm foundation. No matter how much change happens this week, we have a deep foundation in Jesus Christ. Finally, no longer do we have to go to a temple to meet with God, or do we have to go to a priest or a pastor to intercede on our behalf. We have someone who's in the heavens and lives continually to intercede for us. So we can draw near to God anytime, anywhere, any place. We have this access to our high priest. So what can be better than a faith placed on Jesus who is risen from the dead? What can be better than this permanent high priest who's always awake, always attentive, always praying for our needs? What can be better than someone who has found the right place to sit in the heavens, to attend to our needs, and ensure the hands that shape this universe are near to us now? He is the permanent high priest for you. Leave this place knowing you have someone who is on your side. You are not alone in America, but you have someone who is continually living to intercede for you as your friend and as your Savior. Forever He is glorified.